Kichigami Trail Association hosts their 14th annual North Shore Bike Ride Saturday, August 16th. Joining us now with more about it is Ride Director Bill Blank. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What and where is the Kichigami Trail?
The association formed in 1996, 18 years ago, with the idea of building a paved trail from Two Harbors to Grand Marais. Currently, we have about 30 miles of trail built. The longest contiguous section is from Gooseberry to Silver Bay, and that's about 17 miles. And we have about 11 miles from Schroeder to the Ski Hill Road in Lutzen.
I have ridden both of those trails now in the last 6 months, and they are so much fun to ride.
Yes, they are. There's just beautiful scenery, as everybody knows, we have in the North Shore. And you have the opportunity to see it at maybe 10 miles an hour instead of 55 or 65 miles an hour. And you can stop when you want. And it's nice. There's parks, state parks along the way. There's villages. There's a lot of things to do out while you go.
The rolling nature of the trails and the ease that you can do the hills back and forth. Mm-hmm. There's nothing too extreme. And I've seen so many happy families and bikers out on those trails. Right. It's really fun.
Right. It's a great thing to have. We just wish we had more miles. Mm-hmm. We keep trying. We keep working on it.
Now, what sections are currently being worked on?
In the last legislative session, we got the matching funds that we need for the section from leaving Grand Marais towards Cutface Creek. That was the big, really the biggest thing in the last legislature. Also, there's quite a new trail from Beaver Bay to Silver Bay. The trail leaves the highway there and climbs inland. And actually, as you get up towards Silver Bay, you look down at the North Shore mining. You see it, you have great overlooks of Lake Superior, but you also get to see the vastness of that mining operation. But anyway, in that section, there's a half a mile of gravel that we haven't gotten paved. So we got money for that. And then there's a couple hundred yards of trail from there that crosses the Beaver River. We're going to use a 10-foot shoulder right now, but we've got some money to finish that section.
Is there a projected time for starting the trail Grand Marais to Cutface?
I think next fall.
All right. Something to look forward to.
Yes, indeed.
You're a longtime board member. Tell us about the Trail Association.
Yeah, as I said earlier, we officially formed in 1996. We're a nonprofit. We're all volunteer. We're a membership-based organization. We typically have 150 members. We have an active, very active board that meets monthly, all the way from Two Harbors to Beaver Bay to Castle Danger to Grand Marais to Lutzen. So it's a broad-based group. The ride is our biggest event of the year. It's kind of our encouragement to people get out for healthy exercise, and we increase the awareness of our trails.
Now, you do have the 14th annual North Shore Bike Ride this Saturday, August 16th. What are lengths that you're offering?
Yeah, it starts in Gooseberry State Park. Registration that we want people to start between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. And if you ride it's an out and back trail. So if you ride the whole distance, you'd ride for 17 miles to Silver Bay and you turn around. So that'd be a 34-mile route. A lot of people will just go to Beaver Bay, which is 14 miles, and turn around. So that'd be 28. Maybe 8 or I'm forgetting exactly, but 8 or 10 miles from the start is Split Rock Lighthouse State Park. And that might be a turnaround point for some people. We've made arrangements that you can tour the lighthouse on this year, and they have vending machines and places to relax. But what it really amounts to is you can turn around anytime you want. Get tired, you can turn around.
So really, you don't need to be an expert for this bike ride?
No, not at all. Not at all.
How can people register?
You can go to GichigamiTrailAssociation.org, which is GGTA.org. And you can register by PayPal. You could also download a form, and if you got it in the mail today or tomorrow, it would get to us in time. You can also register right at the event.
Yeah, is there a deadline?
No, you can register the day of.
Okay.
A lot of people kind of wait for the weather, which is, we wish they wouldn't. We'd like to have more advanced reservation, but there's a lot of people that come that morning.
That's what we do here on the North Shore. Yeah, we live here. We can choose when we want to go outside.
Right.
What are the fees?
Right now, it's $35 for an adult. If you registered before August 1st, it would have been $30. Children under 15 are $5. This also gets you into, if you don't have a state park sticker, it gets you into any state park. It's part of the admission is a state park day pass. You can get into any state park during that day, that Saturday. And we made a special arrangements with the Split Rock Lighthouse to get in to tour their facilities, which is normally $9. So it's quite a bargain. And I want to mention one other thing. We worked hard on a T-shirt this year. We have a designer T-shirt done by Kathy Hellner from Grand Marais. And we think it's just going to be a real fun one to have. So that's another special thing this year.
All right. Some great benefits for that entry fee. What do you enjoy about the trail?
Well, I enjoy working on it. I enjoy seeing another mile completed. And I'm an outdoor guy, and I like outdoor exercise. I like non-motorized quiet sports exercise. So it's just a great. I don't have a trail in front of my house yet. I live on the lake, but about 2.5 miles to the trailhead. I have a little service road across from me. I could ride my bike to the post office a mile away, and I'd like to be able to do that on the trail too.
We're speaking with Bill Blank, race director for the 14th annual Gitche-Gamie North Shore Bike Ride. The race is Saturday, August 16th. More information and registration online at ggta.org. Bill, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would say it's not a race. It's a recreational ride.
All right.
There will be a few people racing, but most of us will be out there just enjoying the day and getting a little exercise.
There's some of us that can't help but race.
Right.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.